on the night of January 19, 1955, at the Coliseum on Monroe Street, where the crowd which had come to see, cheer, and boo the very popular wrestling matches in Baltimore was lusting for blood. The focus of the bloodletting was the wrestler coming down the aisle, sporting long golden hair and ringlets. A so-called slave girl was encircling him, spraying him with perfume. This was the infamous Gorgeous George, the phoniest of all the phony wrestlers on the Coliseum phony card. His opponent that night was an unknown sucker named Wild Red Berry. Moments after referee Harry Smythe introduced the wrestlers in the ring, Wild Red began pulling at George's golden locks. The fight became a scene of sweating bodies in hammerlocks, toe holds, and airplane spins. And here and there, blood, or what looked like blood, all over the wrestlers and spreading on the mat floor. Stanley Scher, chairman of the Maryland State Athletic Commission, was in the audience that night and on the lookout for irregularities in the wrestling business in Baltimore, and saw that so-called blood and was immediately suspicious. Blood? In a wrestling match? He saw the whole scene as the fake that it was, and sent a scathing letter to promoter of the wrestling matches, Ed Kontos, who in response shrugged his shoulders. He said, "Wrestling in Baltimore is more honest than fishing." But Scher, furious, went public with the scandal. He wrote in an open letter, quote, "I saw that so-called blood, and I sent in a doctor to pick up a sample off the mat. That doctor said it was nothing but the over-the-counter red medicine, Mercurochrome," end quote. There are several versions of Kontos' response. Here is one of them. "The fans were lusting for blood. We did the best we could."